Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Who will God heal? Who will He heal? This is working. It's getting in people's hearts. Some things don't happen overnight. That's why you got to stay hooked. And we've had so much tradition taught to us for so many years, and people's ideas and theories and experiences instead of the Bible. But friend, you keep pumping the Word in you. You know, you'll get so full. You ever pump gas in a car? How many understand there's a way you could know it was full if you didn't have a gas gauge? Huh? How would you know? Just pump that in there and keep, wonder if it's full. Just keep pumping. Huh? Wonder if we got it full or not. Just keep pumping. When it gets full, what starts happening? Well, the thing starts clicking off and it starts kicking back out of the mouth. How will I know if I get full of faith? Put the Word nozzle in your ear. And just pump and pump. Don't you be concerned you're going to hear too much Word. Don't be concerned you're going to get too much faith. Ain't never happened. You just keep pumping the Word. Pumping the Word. Now, you know, not soap operas. Not unbelieving movies. Not romance novels. Not junk. Pumping the Word. The Word. The Bible. Good faith building materials. Put it in there and pump it. How will I know when I'm getting full? It'll start kicking back out of your mouth. Yeah. It'll start coming out of your mouth. Amen. You'll start talking healing instead of being sick. Yeah. You'll start talking living instead of dying. Yeah. Amen? Amen. You'll start talking victory and hope instead of despair and depression. Amen. But whatever's in you is going to come out. You can't just try to put on a faith face and put on a good confession. But when the pressure's on, what's in you is going to come out. So we got to change what's in you. I got a sermon called, What Are You Full Of? As you might imagine, you can meddle with that one. What are you full of? But you do understand, how you know what people are full of? The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will leak. Speak. It comes out. Right? It does. You watch it. I don't care who it is. You're around them for a little while. Whatever they're full of, they'll start talking about. If they're full of sports, you're not going to be around them any length of time. They're going to start talking sports. Well, how about those whoever? If they're full of something else, if they're full of unbelief, if they're full of fear, whatever it is. But if you're full of faith, that will come out too. If you're full of the Word, that's what will come out. Amen. A lot of folk can talk to you all afternoon about their condition and the Latin names for it and the experimental drug. They can talk to you for hours about their sickness and problem. Can't talk to you for 2 minutes about the Word on it. That's right. Well, they're full of fear. Full of unbelief, full of knowledge and not faith. Hallelujah. Who will God heal? He healed everybody that ever came to Him to be healed. Everybody. He healed people who didn't come to Him to be healed. He healed people who came to hurt Him. He healed people who came to haul Him away to jail. Reached up. Put that ear on the side of His head. An anointing. Everybody say anointing. Oh, glory to God. Healing anointing came on Him. Now get this. You run across somebody that tells you, I don't believe in healing. If you run across somebody and they say, I don't believe in that healing stuff. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in healing. You ask them this one simple question. Did you ever skin your knee? Or your elbow? They might say, oh, yeah, ma'am, you know, when I was 6 years old, I got a new bike, and I was coming down a big hill. Whoo, and I lost it, and I skinned my knee. You say, well, let's see it. Oh, no, I mean, it's healed. It's what? Thought you don't believe in that. Oh, well, that's different. No, it's not. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Healing. There are no intelligent people who don't believe in healing. There are none. Anybody with any sense knows they've scratched their hand, they've scratched, skint their knees, something, and they've been healed up. Let's look at it. No, it's healed. You don't believe in that. Oh, that's different. Who said it's different? What we're talking about is the same thing. Just different degrees of it. There's so much here in these two phrases. What happened? Now, what would happen today? Somebody sliced off this man's ear. What would most time folk would have done? Right. Grabbed him. Let's find the ear. Right. Get him to the emergency room. And that's okay. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Get us a surgeon, a doctor, somebody, sew that thing back on. Right? Sew it back on. Especially somebody who's good at it.
Yeah.
Let's get us a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Who can sew it so good, you can't even see where it was sewn.
Amen.
And in the process of time, that ear could grow back.
Yes.
And could look pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Could heal up. Right? How long would it take? At least weeks and really months. Right? Months. Why? God made us. God made the human body. And He put a certain amount of healing power in the human body, sinner and Christian alike, to maintain the body. Is that right? There's a certain amount of healing in us. God put it there. Aren't you thankful for that?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
You're walking around with a certain amount of healing resident in you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How many recently had a scrape or a scratch or something and it's healed up real nicely and you're happy about it? Well, see, that was in you. God put that in you. And so somebody sewed that ear on, it would have grown back, if the job was right, and that kind of thing has happened numerous times. And they could wind up still looking just fine in a matter of months or maybe years. But here, Jesus picks that up, puts it on, and just like that, is totally healed and whole and perfect. What's happened? The degree of healing power that's normally in the body was supplemented with much higher degrees of the same thing. It's all from the same source. I said, it's all from the same source. Brother Hagin said in one of the visions that the Lord spoke to him and told him, he said, anytime somebody has a surgery or anytime the doctors work on a part of somebody's body, he said, always ask me, the Lord's telling him this, always ask me to speed up the healing process. Did you hear that now?
Yes.
Friend, that's excellent advice. If somebody has a surgery, somebody has something going, you know, it'd take X amount of time normally for them to heal up. But ask the Lord to speed up the healing process. And if it's doubled or tripled, then it'll take half as long to heal as it normally would, or a third as long as it normally would. And there are levels of healing so great and so powerful till it's done in a moment of time. Like this. I said, like this. I believe in healing. I believe all levels of healing. From your knee healing up over a period of weeks, till enough healing to do it in a moment. Amen?
Amen.
Who will God heal? Tell me again.
All.
Healed his enemies. Yeah. Healed people coming over after him, taking him to jail. Surely he'd heal his own kids.
Yeah.
Right? If he will heal his enemies,
right,
surely he'd heal his own kids.
Yeah.
Okay, secondly now. What will God heal? What will God heal. He healed this man's what? Ear. Is that ear vital to his survival? Could he have lived without that ear? Hmm? Sure he could. Not just lived. He could have made it fine. Might have bothered him, you know. Might have made him concerned about his looks. Couldn't hear as well out of that ear. But he probably could still hear and still function normally and do most everything in life without an ear. Sure. And yet, in the midst, Jesus had just been out of one of the most distressing points of his life, was sweating blood. He's facing the cross right now. And yet, the will of God is manifest through him to show that he cares about an ear on his enemy. And yet you got Christians whose liver is eat up with cancer. And not sure if it's God's will to heal them or not. God would heal his enemy's ear, and he wouldn't heal the child of God's vital organ? Are you with me now?
Yes.
I'm asking you a question. What will God heal? If he will instantly minister healing power to his enemy's ear. If he keeps track of the number of the hairs on your head, he didn't want you to be bothered with anything. He will heal toenail problems. He will heal any kind of allergy. He will heal anything that's been bothering you or hurting you or distracting you. People put up with stuff that they don't have to because they're filled with all kind of questions and confusion and unbelief. Well, I don't know. I don't want to bother the Lord with this. If he's got time in the midst of one of the toughest times of his life to minister healing to an ear flap on an enemy, certainly he's got time for you, child of God. Amen. And cares about your stomach and your pancreas and your kidneys and your skin, your nose. Did you hear me? He cares. I said he cares. I said he cares. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Malchus Ear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1107. That's R1107. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.